about when I finished our federal taxes for the third time, I came across an article listing 60 large corporations that pay no tax whatsoever. Maybe you remember the whining and moaning a while back that American corporations pay too much compared to other countries' taxes. Maybe you even believed it. If so, all I can say is that your taxes are simple. Put down what you earn, take your standard deduction, sign the form, send a check, or wait for a refund. You probably figure corporations do the same thing. Put down their earnings, deduct their cost of doing business, that's the profit, divide by 40% or whatever it used to be, and lick their wounds and their stamp. Tax laws are complicated. There are more loopholes in there than I have mice in my shack. If you ever wondered what lobbyists do to earn their salaries, spend a few hours looking through the IRS list of forms. There are really quite a few. If you got a few days, scroll through a couple of them. Maybe try to follow the work tables, see how they work. I guarantee you need to be a pretty good accountant. And if you're a corporate accountant, I guarantee you'll take every deduction you're allowed, plus plenty that are, well, arguable. Since audits are pretty much a thing of the past, you won't have to make an argument. Just breathe easy. And if in the end you don't have to pay taxes, well, as a taxpayer who does, I'm just glad we aren't sending these overtax corporations refund checks for all their bother. Oh, wait, maybe we are. Allowances for next year's taxes, carryovers, tax exemptions for simply moving to our town. The list is long and the list is depressing. Sure wouldn't want them to feel disadvantaged, I know, but there is something inherently wrong with a company like Amazon paying zero taxes, then wrangling concessions from their new headquarters location, all the while using predatory tactics on their competition. The average of all corporations in 2018 for tax on their profits was, are you ready for this? 7%. No wonder the corporations are crying bloody murder. 7%. Yow! Ow! Little doubt there why wages aren't going up when these overtaxed companies can barely stay afloat under such fiscal onslaught. Overregulated, overtaxed, overseas, and over the rainbow. Why should I complain if I pay more than them, just helping out the economy? So what if Amazon, Delta, Chevron, Netflix, Duke Energy, Honeywell, Occidental Petroleum, John Deere, General Motors, and about 50 more large firms couldn't chip in a dime? Little busy making profits for their shareholders, hey? Me, on the other hand, not too many shareholders in my company. So once again, another fiscal year, another check to the IRS that pays my fair share of schools, fire and police, roads, welfare, the military, infrastructure, border walls, national forests and parks, all those things government does that make my life easier and richer. Corporations? Not so much. Good citizens? I don't think so. The right to give money to political action committees just like the rest of us humans? You tell me.